Returning from the bar, Thornton set another bottle of inferior rye on the table. He hauled his own bottle out of his robe while angling a chair toward the cracking stove, whose heat was beginning to nibble at the room's dense chill.
Who'd you say it was took Bardool down?
Yeah. Thornton took another pull from his bottle, set it on his thigh, and turned to Miller.
Henry. Yakima Henry. Green-eyed half-breed. Shot up my place, ran off with my best whore, killed every man I sent after him.
Thornton turned to sweep his gaze across the bounty hunters lounging around the table to his left. They stared back at him through the room's gloom and webbing wood and tobacco smoke. Thornton's heart quickened slightly. He licked his lips, felt an eager smile twitch at his mouth.
I don't know. Your boys might be able to take him down if y'all went after him. Long odds still. Like I said, Bardool was a fool. Harvested bounties by shooting men in the back. Wouldn't take much of a man to snuff his wretched wick.
Thornton cast a challenging glance toward Miller, whose jaws hardened in anger.
Bound to happen sooner or later.
Thornton cocked an eyebrow at the tattooed gent.
Oh? Well, this half-breed isn't any normal man. You should have seen him dance across the tables right here in this very room, dodging bullets triggered at him from every direction. Then he crashed through the window. Gone!
Thornton studied each of the bounty hunters, coldly critical. Then he pursed his lips, shook his head, and turned back to the stove.
Nah, forget it.
Forget what?
Temple frowned from across the table as he slouched back in his chair, his iron gray eyes glassy from the cheap but potent hooch.
You don't think the five of us could take him down?
Oh, maybe you could, but it ain't really the breed I care about. What I want is the whore. Alive.
Thornton had considered sending more men after Henry and Faith months ago, but he'd nixed the idea. Doubtless the half-breed would have beefed the others too and left Thornton that much poorer and just as desolate. But if anyone could kill the breed and bring Faith back to the roadhouse where Thornton could punish the wayward whore, it was these hard-eyed killers gathered before him now.
Well, that's just damn insulting.
Manly stared hard at Thornton as he leaned forward in his chair and dropped his right hand beneath the table. Temple, sitting to Manly's right, grabbed the man's arm.
Pull your horns in, Cooch. He's playing us, trying to keep his price down.
1,000 for each of you. Half now and half when you brought the whore back. Alive.
Alive? Ain't sure Temple can prompt...
Shut up! Where is she?
A rustler I know saw him in Arizona, a place called Saber Creek. They're filling a supply wagon, so my guess is they have a place in the sticks.
That's a fair lot of ground to cover.
Temple grinned and looked at Thornton from beneath his dark brows, the cross tattoo rising on his forehead.
1,500 apiece. Half now, half when we brought the whore back fresh as a spring daisy.
Thornton opened his mouth to respond, but Temple cut him off by holding up his hand.
And you forget this hog tripe about Wendell Myers. I'll probably kill a son of a bitch because he's a son of a bitch, but I don't see how he's worth a special trip up north in the wintertime.
Thornton kept his face calm as he stared back at the head bounty hunter, but his pulse squawked in his ears. He had a quick, flashing vision of slowly carving Faith up with a dull butcher knife, and he could already feel life like a healing elixir trickle back into his fetid, green-rotting soul, killing the razor-toothed rat in his belly.
Deal.